This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Cervical length screening could prevent thousands of preterm births, meta-analysis shows. Editorially reviewed by Prabhjorgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. A comprehensive meta-analysis of individual patient data has revealed that mid-trimester cervical length measurement could significantly improve prediction of spontaneous preterm birth in asymptomatic women. The study, published in PLOS Medicine, analyzed data from multiple cohort studies to establish the most robust evidence to date on this screening approach. Key takeaways: cervical length measurement at 18 to 24 weeks strongly predicts preterm birth risk in singleton pregnancies. Women with cervical length 25 millimeters have significantly higher rates of delivery before 37 weeks. Individual patient data analysis provides more precise risk estimates than previous aggregate studies. Findings could inform screening protocols and targeted interventions for high-risk pregnancies. Study at a glance 25 millimeter critical cervical length threshold for preterm birth risk assessment. Largest analysis to date quantifies screening value. Thrasarch team, led by Kelly Hughes and colleagues, conducted an individual participant data meta-analysis, IPDMA, registered with Prospero, CRD 42201-46987. This approach allows for more precise analysis than traditional aggregate data meta-analyses by accessing raw patient-level information from multiple studies. The investigators searched comprehensive databases, including Medline, Embase, CINAHL, and clinicaltrials.gov, to identify relevant cohort studies and randomized controlled trial control arms. Their systematic approach focused specifically on mid-trimester transvaginal sonographic cervical length measurement in asymptomatic women carrying singleton pregnancies. For more analysis of emerging research findings, our research digest provides regular updates on significant medical discoveries. Clinical implications for preterm birth prevention. According to Hughes et al. In PLOS Medicine, spontaneous preterm birth remains the leading cause of perinatal and early childhood mortality worldwide. The World Health Organization estimates that complications from preterm birth are responsible for approximately 1 million deaths annually among children under 5 years of age. The current study's findings could significantly impact clinical practice by providing evidence-based thresholds for risk stratification. According to the Hughes et al. Study, aggregate data meta-analyses have been limited by inconsistent reporting and data availability in primary literature, making this individual participant data approach particularly valuable for establishing robust clinical guidelines. Healthcare systems implementing cervical length screening protocols could potentially identify high-risk pregnancies earlier, enabling targeted interventions such as progesterone supplementation or cervical cerclage. The clinical implications extend beyond individual patient care to population health strategies. Future directions and research priorities. The research team's systematic approach, including searches updated through November 2025, ensures the analysis captures the most current available evidence. Future research priorities identified by the investigators include validation of screening protocols across diverse populations and healthcare settings, integration of cervical length measurement with other biomarkers and clinical risk factors represents an emerging area of investigation. Multi-center prospective studies are needed to validate implementation strategies and measure real-world effectiveness of screening programs. Mid-trimester transvaginal sonographic cervical length, 25 millimeter, emerges as a critical threshold for spontaneous preterm birth risk assessment in asymptomatic singleton pregnancies. Hughes et al., PLOS Medicine, 2025. What this means for patients: women with singleton pregnancies may benefit from mid-trimester cervical length screening to identify increased preterm birth risk and enable preventive interventions. For clinicians, evidence supports incorporating cervical length measurement into routine mid-trimester screening protocols, with 25 millimeters threshold indicating need for enhanced monitoring and potential interventions. For policymakers, healthcare systems should consider implementing systematic cervical length screening programs based on robust individual participant data, evidence demonstrating improved risk prediction. Frequently asked questions: what is cervical length screening and when is it performed? Cervical length screening involves transvaginal ultrasound measurement of the cervix, typically performed between 18 to 24 weeks of pregnancy. The procedure is painless and takes only a few minutes to complete. Who should receive cervical length screening? Current evidence supports screening for asymptomatic women with singleton pregnancies, particularly those with previous preterm birth history. This meta-analysis provides evidence for broader screening implementation. What interventions are available for women with short cervical length? Options include progesterone supplementation, cervical cerclage, surgical strengthening, and enhanced monitoring. Treatment decisions should be individualized based on risk factors and clinical assessment. This landmark meta-analysis provides healthcare systems with the most comprehensive evidence to date for implementing cervical length screening programs. As healthcare continues evolving toward precision medicine approaches, such evidence-based screening strategies represent critical advances in preventing adverse pregnancy outcomes. The individual participant data methodology sets a new standard for obstetric research synthesis, potentially influencing future meta-analytic approaches across medical specialties. Source: prognostic value of cervical length for spontaneous preterm birth in asymptomatic women with singleton pregnancy, an individual participant data meta-analysis.